Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Gittin Lamedalad. We are holding on the sixth line from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Gidul Bar Ra'iloi, that was his name. So this husband, Shadar Logito, he sent a get over to his wife, Lidvisu, to his wife. Bisu is Lashon of Bais, Beisai Zu Ishtai. So he sends her a get with a courier, Ozal Shlicha. So the messenger heads out to the Isha, Ashkecha, and he encounters the Isha, the Havayosfa, and he finds her sitting, Venavlan, crocheting, weaving, busy with something. Amarlo, so he tells her, look, I have something for you. Special delivery, Hagitech, here's your get. Directly from your husband. Amrle, she says, I'm busy now. Zil hashta, you know, leave now, Mia, Vesalamachar, and come back tomorrow. Okay, Shliach did as told. Comes back to Mr. Husband. V'amrlein, he tells him what happened, that he almost gave the get to his wife, and he has to come back tomorrow for a repeat delivery. Pasach v'amar, so the husband, in excitement, calls out, Baruch hatoiv ha-meitiv, he's all excited that the get was not delivered. So what did he have in mind? Abaye Omar, look, Baruch hatoiv ha-meitiv is very nice to say, but it doesn't necessarily have an impact on the validity of the get. He's pleased that perhaps he has another day to think it over and decide whether or not he wants to proceed, but there is no direct bittul on the get, and unless otherwise noted, the shliach will go back and deliver this same get. Rava Amar, no. Baruch hatoiv ha-meitiv means that he's so excited and pleased that the get wasn't delivered because he doesn't want the get anymore. Batal gita. And therefore, the get can no longer be used in the future. But Mike Mifflegi, what's the machlekes about? The answer is begilui data. Begita kamifligi, when there's an expression of intent without actually verbalizing that intent, such as in this case, he exhibited excitement. He showed that he was happy and pleased, but he didn't actually say, I want to be mevatel the get. That's the question. The Abaye Savar, Abaye holds gilui data begita, just because he's expressing his das, it's pretty apparent that he's unhappy with the get being given. So what? Lav milsahi. That doesn't have a legal impact on the get itself, unless he actually says, I want the get bottle. You know, we always say, dvarim shebelev, words and intentions and feelings in one's mind and heart that are as yet unexpressed in words, einam dvarim, they have no validity, they have no power to affect change. Here as well, even though it's pretty clear that he's happy that the get was not delivered, it doesn't necessarily mean he wants to be mevatel the get. V'rava sever no, gilui data begita milsahi. We reckon with gilui das and the fact that he's so excited, baruch hatoiv ha-meitiv, that the get was not given indicates that he wants to be mevatel the get. He doesn't want the get to be given. And it's not called dvarim shebelev because he expressed it in such a overt and expressive way. So we have this machlekes, whether gilui das is enough or not enough by a get. Rava says yes, Abaye says no. Amar Rava mina minila. Now, the Gemara will bring many rayos this way and that, to Rava and to Abaye, until we'll have a conclusion at the end of the sugya, that actually, in this case, we pass like Abaye. That's the gimel and the acronym Ya'al Kegan, six times that we pass like Abaye, one is Yush Shleim Das, one is Gilui Das Begita. Okay, in any case, Amar Rava mina minila, how do I know, in fact, that this is true, that even, you know, this type of expression, an unverbalized expression, is considered sufficient to be mevatel a get? The Rav Sheshes, there was a story involving Rav Sheshes. Ashkele, Gita, he imposed a get on a person, meaning he forced him to give a get. Lau gaver bal karche, so this person was forced to give a get against his will, because But Rav Sheshes held that it was, you know, mandated according to halacha, so he forced him to give the get. V'amrlu l'sahadi. So this smart aleck husband turns to the edim and he says, by the way, hachi amr l'chu Rav Sheshes. I know that Rav Sheshes already told you, I was there, I heard him tell you, levatal gita, to get your rebuttal. This was, of course, before they actually gave the get to the isha. So basically, he indicated that he was not interested in the get, right? And what happens? Was the get bottled? Yes. V'atzrachei Rav Sheshes gita achrina. Rav Sheshes required him to sit down and make another get because the first get is bottled. Apparently, it says, Rav Gilui Das from the husband invalidates the get. V'abaye. So what does Abaye do with this proof? He answers like this. What did this husband tell the Eidim? He told him Rav Sheshes was mevatel get. Well, Rav Sheshes has no ability to mevatel get. It's not his get. He's not the husband. So what at all was he saying? Atu Rav Sheshes, you think Rav Sheshes, who was the dayan, mevatel gita de inshihav, he was empowered to disqualify gitin, to mevatel get of another person? No, that's not what he meant. Ihu batli. What this husband had in mind was that he himself was already mevatel the get. He found, you know, shluchim, he found the edim, he found the opportunity to mevatel the get. V'haiduk amr lo hachi, and the reason why he's telling the people there that Rav Sheshes was the one who was mevatel, because he was scared out of his wits. Mishum dafnu, he was afraid of the strikers. Rav Sheshes had people who would strike, who would hit people who weren't conforming. So he was afraid of them. So to protect himself, he sort of repackaged the story. You know, Rav Sheshes was already mevatel the get. Really, he himself was mevatel the get. So it's not a question of gilui das. He was actually stating a fact that I was mevatel the get. And therefore, we're concerned about bittul. We have to redo it. So it's no riot to rub. Amar Abaye. Now it's Abaye's turn. I'll bring you a raya that Gili Das does not affect the get. Meno Aminala. The Rav Yehuda Ashkelit Gitel. Rav Yehuda was this time in charge of forcing through a get. Who was forced to give the get? Lachasne. This is the son-in-law, the Rav Yirmi Biro, of Rav Yirmi Biro. Ubatle. And the son-in-law turns around and is Mabatle the get. So what did Rav Yehuda do? He forced him again. Tana means he repeated the process. Ashkele forced him to give a get again. Ubatle, and the husband was mevatle once again. Other ton of Ashkele al karches. He did it again, a third time. V'armelu l'sadi, and Rav Yehuda this time tells the Edom standing by, he says, plug up your ears. Ayisivu kriba aznecha. Put curry, like some vegetable, some sort of material into your ear so that you don't hear if the husband is mevatle to get. If you don't hear it, there's no bittul. V'ksuvalein, write the get for him. End of story. Says Abaye, v'isa gadaitach. Now, if you hold a gilui data begita milsahi, that even an expression, a gilui das, without verbalizing that expression, is to be reckoned in terms of nullifying a get, well, what good is stuffing up one's ears? You see the husband standing there and waving his hands and getting all agitated about the get. It's pretty clear that he wants the get to be batla. Chazulei, they were noticing that he was running after them, the Karad Basrayu is running after them, so apparently that is not sufficient to be mevatel get, because only Gili does. It's not actual words that he's telling them or that they're hearing from him. Says the Gemara, no. V'Rava responds like this. Rava says, "Hi, the Karad Basrayu." You know, in this case, suppose you're right. Husband is stalking them, he's chasing them. It doesn't necessarily say anything about what he has in mind. Perhaps just the opposite. Hide the karoid basrai. You know why he's running after them? He wants to get it over with. Go quickly, give it. I'm through this already. I'm done. The Amr, who he's telling them, Asher. Asher is Lashon Ashrata, Yashar Kayach. Confirming, strengthening. Go ahead. He's encouraging them. Havula, give the get to her. Haya, quickly. Keichli the Mishlam. Zara said that my painful experience should be done and over with. The Mishlam Tzara, the Tzara, the Hogar of this man, meaning himself, should be done and over with. Get it over with quickly. So basically, there's no clear indication as to what he has in mind when he's chasing them. As long as they don't hear anything from him, there's no right that he was trying to mevatel it. Perhaps just the opposite. He's pushing them to do it. So this does not qualify as gili das, and therefore there's no issue of bittul. Ve'amar Abayi, how do I know that there is no value to gili das by get? Because of the story of this husband who tells the people around him, look, here's a get with a condition. We had this a couple days ago. It should be a get if I don't return within 30 days. And what happens? He comes in the last minute, he comes running. Also, he comes running in. He's stuck on the other side of the river. He calls out to everybody, Chazu, look, Da'asoy, I'm here. Chazu, Da'asoy. And of course, by the time he made it across, it was past 30 days. So is it a get or not? We don't consider that returning. He's not here. He's on the other side of the river. Doesn't count. The get is chal. Says Abaye. Fine. He didn't actually fulfill his condition because he's stuck on the other side of the river. He didn't come back within the time allotment. But what happened to Gili Das? It's pretty clear that he doesn't want the get. He's calling out. Top of his lungs. Look, I'm here. Stop the get. Apparently, Gili Das doesn't work. Unless he actually articulates it and says it clearly. So what does Rava do with this riot? Interestingly enough, you know, this person, it didn't dawn on him to be mevatel the get. He wasn't trying to be mevatel the get, even by indication, even by expression. He was merely trying to fulfill his tanai. I made a condition. I'm keeping it. What do you mean I'm not? I'm here. His mind was so one track on the tanai fulfillment track that it didn't even dawn on him. It didn't even enter his mind to search tracks, to concede that, yeah, I was unsuccessful in fulfilling the tanai. He got stuck on the other side of the river. At least now I want to be mouthful to get. It didn't dawn on him to do that. He could have done that. It would have been an easy solution. But you know how people are, maintaining their their pride and their self-esteem. Look, I made a condition. I kept it. See? I said I'll return. I'm here. Turns out that he was wrong. We don't consider that to be a return, but then it's done deal. It's over. What he could have done is said, I want to be mevatel to get, or at least indicated as such. But that wasn't going through his mind that time. He was trying to push the kiyum atanai, and that, of course, was not successful. Awesome. Boy, the kiyum atanai kabay. He was trying to fix up his tanai, to fulfill his tanai. V'haloi kaim tanai. And unfortunately, it was not successful. So he sort of gambled on that. It didn't work. But theoretically, he could have taken a different route. He could have said, Rabbi Isai, you know what? I'm stuck. I didn't make it back, but at least I want to be about the get, and it would have worked. Interesting insight in a person's, psychology. How the Amarlu? We have another story of a person who tells the people around him, look, I engaged somebody, and I gave her a get on condition. Eloi nesivnat losin yamin. I'm giving myself a deadline. Unless I marry her within 30 days, lavigita, it's going to be a get. Okay, kimat losin yamin. 30 days come. Amarlu, he tells them, look, I would have loved to marry, but I'm busy setting up the hall and the wedding. I'm an oynes. Hatarachna. So what's the halach? Says the Gemara, l'may nechashla. You know, what grounds, what basis do we have to revoke the get? Imishim oynsa, because it was, out of his control. He was an oynes. Ein oynes begitten. We don't reckon with oinsim when it comes to fulfilling a tanai of a get. You didn't fulfill it, it's over. The get is chal. So that's not a factor to work with. What about imishum gliloi dai to begita? Perhaps it's considered gili das because he's pretty much indicating to us that he doesn't want to get. He never meant to get to be chal. He was trying to make it. Well, pluk to the bai v'rova. Who? That's a machlik, the bai v'rova. And, it depends on the on those shittas, and we pass on like Abaye that ain gili das begita. Another ma'isa who damar luhu. So this fellow, once again, he was engaged to an isha, and he gave a get on condition. Unless I marry, right? If I don't marry by the Rosh Chodesh Adar, the get should be chal. And what happened? Kimot Rosh Yachad Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar arrives, and he's sort of stuck. What happened to you? Where are you? Amar Lahu, he tells, oh, I got mixed up. I know L'Resh Yarchad Nisan Amri. I thought that I said Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I got mixed up with the months. I thought I had another month. I didn't want to get to Bichal. Amri, so the Bnei Yeshiva responded. Again, what's the basis for revoking the get? L'may Nechashlo, what's the... what are the factors here? Imshem Oynes. Is it because he can say it's an Oynes? You know, I mixed up, I got confused, and I didn't mean it. Ain Oynes begit? We don't reckon with Oynes by get. Imshem Gilui Daita. Well, you have a Gilui Daita that doesn't want to get. Right? He's pretty much indicating that, you know, he never had a mind for the get to be Chal. He was trying to make it. He got mixed up. Well, then you're running into the Machlekes. Pluk to the Baiva Rob. Machlekes with the Baiva Rob, and we pass him like Abaye. So what's the conclusion? And Rashi explains, Nachman here is going on Rav Nachman, back on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. You know, initially they would allow the husband to be mevatel the get in a distant city, if it's in front of the Beis Din, how many Dayanim do we need? Rav Nachman says two, as opposed to Rav Sheshes, who says three. And we pass like who? Like Rav Nachman. V'ilchus HaKen Nachman. Again, V'ilchus HaKen Nachman. The second Nachman says Rashi is going on the tail end of yesterday's daf, where we had Rav Nachman saying Halacha ke Rabbi b'shtein, we had two machlokes between Rabbi and Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Nachman picked up Rabbi Shita on both, and that's how we paskin. And finally, Vilchasa ke Nachmeni, like a rhyme, Nachman Nachmeni. Who's Nachmeni? Says Rashi. It's actually Abaye, and we hold that Gilui Data Begita Lav Milsi. We don't reckon with Gilui Das. We treat it as Dvarim Shebelev. And unless you actually are verbally expressing that bittul, it doesn't work. And Rashi explains, why was he called Nachmeni? Because he was raised, Abaye was an orphan, and he was raised by Rabba, the son of Nachmeni, Rabba Nachmeni. And he raised him, and he taught him Torah. We know that when you teach somebody Torah, especially a Yosem, it's like you bore him, it's like he's your child. And therefore, Rabba Bar Nachmeni gave Abaye the name Nachmeni after Rabba's father, and named him after his father, so to speak, and that's why he was called Nachmeni. The Gilyan Hashas brings from the Aruch, there's a different pshat, that his name was actually Nachmeni. Abaye was really Nachmeni. How did he get the name Abaye? He says because Rabba Nachmeni brought him up, he raised him, because he says Abaye was Rabba Bar Nachmeni's nephew, and since he raised him, he didn't want to actually call him Nachmeni, because that was Rabbi's own father's name. It's a lack of kibbutz of aim to relate to your father's name like that on a constant basis. So he renamed him Abaye. Abaye is like Avi, my father, Tatala, because he had the same name as his father. There's actually another pshat I saw once, I think from the Seder Adoris. He says that Abaye, because he was a Yosem, right? His name was really Nachmeni, but because he was a Yosem, Rabbi called him Abaye based on the pasuk Asher Becha Yerucham Yosem, Asher Becha Yerucham Yosem, Av Yud Yud, to generate Rachmanis on him because he was a Yosem. Okay, so this is one of the only places in Shas where we pass on Abaye. Hilchasuk Avasei Abaye be Al Kigam, and the Gimel of Kigam is Gilui Data Begita Lav Milsehi. Continues the Mishnah. We're going to have a couple of more examples of old practices which were corrected by the later deuteries, especially Rav Gamliel HaZaken, who was Masakin with Mitikan HaOlam, to change things for the better. So one such example is, again, something related to Gittin. Barishoina, in the earlier generations, Hayomishane Shmo Yishma, they would sometimes change his name, her name in the get, the Shem Irav, Shem Ira, their cities' names. And Rashi explains like this. Rashi here is five lines from the top. Masnisen. But Rishoyna Yimishana Shema Yishma. Says Rashi, Kishahoylo Yishnei Shemis. Suppose a fellow had two names. A Hebrew name, an English name, right? Echad Kan, Vechab Dina Sayam. So over here they call them one name by one name, and in the Medina Sayam, the other town, they call them something else. So which name would they use in the get? The local name, where they write the get. They would not necessarily write all the names out. So this pertains to his name or to her name, and likewise to the names of the cities. Basically, they would cite the city in which the get was actually written, even though it was delivered in a different place. But that generated confusion, because when it got to the other town, the name of the husband was not necessarily recognizable, and the bezin would question it, or the local people there would question whether it's really her husband, because they don't recognize his name, they don't know him by this name. So what did? They fixed it up. Hiskin Rabban Gamlila Zokin, he was Masakin, that going forward, everything gets into the get. The primary name, secondary name, nicknames, everything. This way, he's clearly identifiable. They would write, okay, Reuben is given a get, Reuben, and sometimes he's called Rabbi, and sometimes he's called Ramon. Isha Plainis, V'chol Shem Shiyeshla, the same thing with the Isha. Neitik and Oilam, so that things run smoothly and clearly. Amar B'yuda, Amar Shmuel, Sholcho Le'bnei B'nina Sayyam L'Rav Gamliel. So, you know, initially, before the Takana, there was a message sent from the people out in B'nina Sayyam to Rav Gamliel with this issue. B'nei Adam Haboim Misham L'Kan. You know, there are people that are traveling from there, from Eretz Yisrael, to here, to Chutz L'Eretz, right? They were sending him a message from Chutz L'Eretz, telling them about a dilemma that they face constantly. We have visitors coming from there to here, from Eretz Yisrael to here in Chutz L'Eretz. And they undergo a name change. Shmo Yosef. So, you know, over there in Eretz Yisrael, he goes by the name Yosef, but over here, by the name Yechanan, the Karen Lo Yechanan. Or the opposite, Yochanan. His real name over there is Yochanan. But currently, Yosef, over there they call him Yosef. Hech Megash and Shesayim. So, what should we do? How are they going to divorce? Meaning, what names should we write in the get? Because if it's the other name, well, the local people here won't recognize it. You know, it's going to be a problem. Oh, no, we'll deal with this. Therefore, we'll get up and we'll sack in. Sheyu Kaisvin, that they would include all the various aliases. Ish Ploini v'chol shem sheyesh lo, Isha Ploinis v'chol shem sheyesh lo, mepnei tikun olam, in order to correct that issue. Amar Rav Asher, you're meant to know that we're only required to add all these additional, you know, aliases. V'hudi is chazik b'treishmi, when the person is known to have two names, then we have to add everything. But, you know, we don't have to start investigating and figuring what's going on with this fellow and his names. And, you know what, even if we're wrong on it, we write, you know, a specific name, and it turns out that he has more names, not to worry, we're not responsible. Rashi says, Basar Chazaka Azlinon, there's a Chazaka, this is his name, there's no reason to be concerned and suspect that there are more names up his sleeve. Amar Le Rabbi Abba, he told Ravashi, you know, you're not the only one, Rabbi Mori, Rabbi Lazar, they all hold like you, Kaimek HaVasach. Tanakh said to Ravashi that, you know, the Takana is only pertaining to a case where it's known that he has many names. So a fellow is married to two women, Achas B'Yehuda, one living in Yehuda area, Eretz Yisrael, Achas B'Golol, one in Golol, V'loi Shnei Shemus. And this fellow is known to have two names. Echad B'Yehuda, one in which he's called in Yehuda, V'Echad B'Golol, a different name that he goes by in the Golol. And the ones in Yehuda know about the other name, and likewise, in Golol they know about his double name. V'girish as Ishtoi Shabbi Yehuda. Now he divorces the one in Yehuda, B'Shmoi Shabbi Yehuda, using his local name of Yehuda, and V'as Ishtoi Shabbi Golo, or he divorces Isha and Golo, B'Shmoi Shabbi Golo, using the local Golo name. That's not enough. Ein Megureshes doesn't work, because since it is known that he has a double name, he needs to include both of them in the get. Achi Yigarish as Ishtoi Shabbi Yehuda. It only works if he divorces the one in Yehuda, B'Shmoi Shabbi Yehuda, citing the local name, V'Shem D'Golol Imoy, accompanied by the Golol name as well. Both have to be included in the get. And likewise in Golol, V'Es Ishtei Shabbi Golol, if he chooses to divorce in Golol, he must write B'Shmoi Shabbi Golol, V'Shem D'Yehuda Imoy, the local name, and the one of Yehuda together with that as well. But that's because he's divorcing in either Yehuda or Golol, where they know, they're aware about his double name. But Yatzal HaMakim Achar, let's say he goes to a different city, not Yehuda or Golol, where they don't necessarily know that he has many names, V'girish be'echad mehem, and he used only one name to be Megaresh, Megoresh as it works. Question is, why? V'amris, haven't you just told me, shame the Golol Imay, that you do have to add the other name, Eloshma, we know it's a clear writer of Ashi's concept. Hodi is chazik. When do we put down the full list of names? When those names are known to us. Hodulei is chazik, but if it's not known to us, we don't have to start questioning and suspecting Shema. We know it's a raya, then in fact it is true. There's another story of an Isha with many names. Hahid was a woman, Dahavu Karula Miriam. Her primary name was Miriam. Uperta, and you know, some people, a minority of people, Sarah, would also call her with Sarah. Amri Nahardoi. So the Chachamim Nahardoi paskind that you have to write her get like this. Miriam v'chol shum sheyeshla. So since the primary name is Miriam, because most people call her by that name, so that goes first, and you add Sarah as a secondary, v'chol shum sheyeshla. Rather than saying Sarah, v'loy Sarah v'chol shum sheyeshla. You can't say Sarah, that's her main, and you know, in addition to that, which she has other sort of secondary names. But it's incorrect, because the main point of reference is Miriam, which she is called by most people, therefore that goes first, and then comes the other name. Okay, so bottom line, initially, Mishnah says they were not particular about adding names, until they figured there's going to be confusion. Comes Rabban Gamliel, it was Masakin, that if a fellow has more than one name, or an Isha more than one name, we add all the names, and Rav Ashi is clarifying that that's only when it's known. It's in a place where it's known that he has more names, otherwise, we don't need to reckon with that. Continues the Mishnah. Another Mishnah regarding takonis. Ein almana nifras minichzi yisoymim. Elo b'shvua. If an almana comes to collect her ksuba payment from the orphans of her husband, right, she's entitled to collect her ksuba because her husband passed away, she may only do so when she makes a shvua. What kind of shvua? Shaloi neskablo klum, says Rashi, that I haven't received anything yet on account of this claim. But that only lasted for a while. Nimnu umalashpia, they stopped imposing a shvua on her. The Gemara explained why. So they had to look for an alternate way of verification. Hiskun Rav Gamliel Hazokin, he was Masakin. Oh, another takana from the same person. Shtei nederes leisoymim kumashi yirtzu. Instead of making a shvua, she would make a nether. She would say, look, I'm telling you, I didn't take a penny on account of this ksuva as of today. If I did, and I'm coming to collect more than I'm supposed to, no more bananas for me. I'm making a nether. I can't, you know, partake in a specific food, a specific fruit. And this sort of verified her claim. V'goyve ksuvasa, and then she proceeds with ksuba collection. Says the Mishnah, why do Edom even sign a get? Again, for tikkun olam purposes, to make sure things run smoothly and efficiently. V'hilal hiskin prusbul, this is the famous takon of Hillel. We write a prusbul, come Shemitah, in order to retain our debts. V'pnei tikkun olam, again, to ensure smooth running of society. Asks the Gemara, "My iri almana." Why does Mishnah start referencing an almana who's coming to collect from Yisaimim, who wants to swear? Anybody? I feel the kuli almanami. Anybody who wants to collect from Yisaimim, there's a halacha. They have to make a shvua. Dog kaimel. We know this as a halacha. Bar lepara minichsi Yisaimim. Anybody who collects from Yisaimim, lepara lebishvua. A shvua is necessary. A special takanas chazal to safeguard, to protect the financial interests of the Yisaimim. So why are we singling out the almana? Answers the Gemara, almana, it's really, there's an additional aspect of chiddush by the almana. Perhaps I would say, skip the shvua, don't impose a shvua on her, let her collect without a shvua. You know why? Mishum china. China is loshen of chen. Rashi says, shehei chen ha'anoshim, be'ena ha'anoshim. Linus alam, so that women should be attracted to the men and want to marry them, rather than thinking that they'll be ripped off and disenfranchised from their shvua, from their ksuba, come collection day. So we want to make it easier for them to collect, to encourage marriages, etc. Akilu Rabbanu Gavah, perhaps Rabbanu were mekel, were more lenient, did not require a shvua, even if she collected from Yisoyim, Kma Shmuel, the Chiddush Mishnah is, we don't differentiate, you collect from Yisoyim, a shvua is in place, no matter what, no matter when, no matter who. Okay, let's summarize today's daf. We started with a machlekes, a bayavirova, a bagilu data, a bagita. Does it affect the get or not? So unverbalized sentiments, according to Rava, is enough to be involved to get, according to Abaye not, and that's how we paskin. We have the Takanas of Gamliel to incorporate all a person's names or the women's names in the get, and we start our new sugya about Piroin from Nichsa Yisayim. All the best to you. Much atzlocha and b'suris toives.